We're thankful that you are with us, and we're thankful that we can have these plans for 2015, and we're excited about revealing them and looking forward to all that the Lord has in store for us this year. We call this Sunday our Vision Sunday. We want to paint a vision for the plans for this year, and we also want to invite you to pray for these things and also to see how you can be involved in them and to begin to think about how you can serve in a greater capacity in 2015. At the end of this service, we'll be passing out, and you might have already looked at it through online, the Plan of Work booklet, and we haven't had it printed up professionally yet. We are going to get some copies printed up, and we're going to get this copy edited a little bit and get it printed up professionally for our visitors and new members or any of you that might want a copy of that. But we also have it available online, and we have about 100 copies here that we'll pass out during the announcements this morning that details our overall plan for 2015. Let me introduce many of these things to you this morning, though. First of all, our theme this year is everyone win one. From Mark chapter 5, verse 19, "Go home to your friends," Jesus told the man, "and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." In 2014, we made a conscious effort to reach out more into our community. We're going to continue many of those efforts in 2015, but we want to take that one step farther in 2015. We want to seek to share the gospel with more people. In other words, it's kind of like 2014, we were wanting to soften up and continue to reach out and let our name be known and to do more works in the community. And I believe we've done that. I believe that that was successful. We want to continue to do that. And we've been doing that for even years previous to 2014. But I think it's time that we also say, you know, we need to talk about our faith more. We need to share Jesus with people more. And we have the goal of every one of us trying to reach someone with the gospel. And so we're going to spend more time this year thinking about evangelism, thinking about how we can reach other people with the gospel, making sure every ministry we do, and many of them will be the same ministries that we've done in years previous, but making sure each of these have an evangelistic thrust to them, and that we want to make sure that we do our best at sharing the gospel with our community. And so I want you to be thinking about, who is your one? And we're going to be playing with that theme throughout the next month or so, and I want us to be thinking about, who is the person that we want to be praying for? We want to be inviting to these activities, and we have a lot of opportunities this year to invite people to things. Who's your one? You know, that one person that may be sitting here listening to me today, it could be someone in our regular worship attendance that's never put Christ on in baptism. It might be a friend who's been talking about going to church, or a family member who's away from the Lord. It might be a coworker who's involved in sin and doesn't know the Lord at all. Who is your one? Everyone win one. And so, pray about that and think about how you can be an evangelist, how you can win someone for Jesus this year. As you look at the booklet, as we think about things, let me remind you that in the booklet, you'll see the organizational charts, and that is a helpful chart to help you know that in any category, who the deacons are, and the elder who is serving as kind of the leader or the contact point for that ministry. And so we have 8 general categories: worship, youth, education, local outreach, fellowship, missions, finance, and our building. And within each of those categories are deacons who work with those, and then there's volunteers and subcommittees and things underneath each of them. And with each of these categories, there is a specific elder who's given that. And that's the system we've used for the last couple of years. And that is all listed in the booklet as well. But let me encourage you to know that and to be able to use that. You can look on pages 5 and 6 for the details of that. Now let's talk about the new classroom. Of course, Don was laying forth the financial issues of that. And we are so grateful for all the ones who have contributed and are making that possible. It's going to be about 4,100 extra square footage, plus we have the 2 awnings and the additions of those usage as well. What has been decided initially, we'll use the rooms for, on this side, there's 2 large classrooms, that are basically the same size as these rooms going down through here. And those are going to be used for the 7th and 8th grade room first, and then the college age classroom, which is now meeting in the kitchen. And so we're going to be able to get one classroom out of the library over here, and they've been crowded in there often, and they'll be able to have their own classroom. And the college class, who's been meeting in the kitchen, will be able to have a classroom. And then the center room, which is over 2,000 square feet of open space, and at some point in the future, if we have need, can be divided into four additional classrooms, but it will currently be used as a fellowship room and also as a large classroom. And so when we have large gatherings, we can eat there, we can have class in there. So like a young adult class was filling up and really didn't have the best room for it, it will be able to meet in there. Classes can meet in there that have a large number of people. And then on this side, there's a large teen room for our youth group to use. And it's a large room that gets them back in a large room. That means that the 5th and 6th grade class will take over their existing teen room over here now. And so the 5th and 6th graders, I said it wrong a while ago, will move from the library to that room. And the 7th and 8th graders, which are meeting in this room, this library area, will move to the new room. And so you see that laid out there. And I was asked to also mention kind of the time frame on that and what it's looking like. If you notice, they have laid tile back there in the corridors this week, in this area, in this area. And next week, the plans are the ceiling grid is in, and they're going to be putting in the ceiling tiles next week. And then the week after, they'll be staining the concrete floors. The teen room will have concrete floor stained, and then this room will have a stained concrete floor. And then carpet will go in both of these rooms. And so the time frame is still looking in the month of February that these things will be done. And the sidewalk, you might have been noticed, has been formed up and it will be poured. And there are still going to be put two storefront enclosures, glass front enclosures, to create airlocks out here in front on both of the awning entrances. And that should be going on this week and next week as well. And so that is the process of that. We're looking at the 5th Sunday of March as our first 5th Sunday of 2015. And we hope to have kind of a celebration day that day and an open house and really initiate the building and celebrate the building. I want to mention the Big Seven, as we called them last year, the Big Seven outreaches. And I want you to keep these in focus. We don't want to do, you know, just crowd our calendar with too much stuff. We want to have some big things throughout the year that we can invite people to. The first one is this weekend, Saturday night. You still have till Wednesday and really even Thursday when we want to get a close number on the count to tell us. You can sign up over here to come to the couples night. It begins at 5:30 Saturday night. And remember, you need to get a babysitter. And if we have teenagers who are willing to babysit, let us know. And we'll put you in contact with people that are needing babysitters and so that you can pay them or whatever and they can come to your house and do that. But that's this Saturday night. And then Sunday is our Friends and Family Day. And so be inviting people to come. Super Sunday. Invite people to come and hear some lessons surrounding family and about how Christ can transform your family with Wes Hazel. We have some postcards out there. We have flyers. We have internet announcements and advertisements. But nothing works as well as you saying, hey, come go to church with me. Come be a part of this Friends and Family Day. Come go to our couples night with us and have a good time. The second one is Everyone Counts. This runs throughout the year. Of course, it was very successful last year. And that is where we use and we ask you to give a dollar per family member in attendance, an extra dollar every week. And we use whatever our attendance is to help someone. So last year we were able to help a lot of people that were battling with cancer, that had fire, that had emergency problems where they maybe had an accident or some other kind of situation where they needed money. We also helped all kinds of situations. And we ask that you refer people that you know that need help, that have legitimate needs, that are in need. And we ask that you make that determination and give that in writing to Jeff Hill and his committee that works with that. and they take care of administering that. Please be involved in that by helping, giving a dollar each week, and looking for opportunities to share. Number three, the third big outreach we have, and it's always a success, is the Ladies' Night, and it will be Friday night, April 17th. Ladies, be looking forward to that, and it's going to begin to gear up, and making plans are being made even as we speak about that. Number four, we are the sermon. These are the days where we have a fellowship meal together, or we have an early afternoon service. I think sometimes we didn't do the meal. We just come back and have an early afternoon service, and then we go out and work. And we're going to do that 2 days like that, where we have an early afternoon service, and then we spend the afternoon working on April 19th and June the 7th. And so we go out, and some people work here at the building doing things, and some go out and mow yards and do cleanup and things like that. We also want to add a third date in October, and this will probably be on a Saturday, where we'll do a smaller scale giveaway, and we're looking at doing blankets. We'll probably use our new building out here, and we will probably collect blankets, maybe gloves or some other items too, and give those away on a Saturday in October. Number five is Vacation Bible School, always one of our biggest outreach efforts, especially for children. The dates have not been determined, but we are making plans for that this summer. Number six, we're having an apologetic seminar with Eric Lyons. And Eric works at Apologetics Press, and of course he knows a lot about creation and evolution and dinosaurs and all the issues related to that. And that's a great outreach for our young people and also for our community. And that's going to be the weekend before our young people will go back to school that next week. And so our overall theme this summer is a rock-solid faith and building a faith. And we will have that as kind of the high point of the summer when Eric comes and talks about building our faith on these issues. And then number seven, our seventh big outreach thing we do this year will be Friends Night in the Park. Last year we were blessed with a beautiful night to go out to Kess Creek Park. We had over 200 in attendance. We want to make it even bigger this year. It gives a great opportunity for people to invite people to a park, to come out and worship together and have fellowship. We have hot dogs and things out there. And that's going to be Sunday, September the 20th. The big seven opportunities to make a difference of serving the Lord. Now, here are some ministries I wanted to mention. I'm certainly not going to mention all of them, but some key ones. Of course, those of you that are in what we call our senior adult ministry, we use the designation the Alive at 55 ministry. We have activities going on like a once-a-month fellowship and other trips throughout the year, and we encourage you to be involved in those. There will be the fifth Sunday devotionals at Morningside, where a Bible class will be the host for each of those. And then West Kentucky Bible School will be at Seven Oaks this year, and it's going to be in the spring, and everyone is invited to attend that. And we'll be saying more about that in the next week or so. Now, this is something I want to emphasize, the Family Fellowship Night, because it's tonight. It's tonight. We're having a Mexican-themed potluck dinner. The goal of this program is to incorporate more of our new families so into the life and work of the church so that we can get to know each other better. And what better way to do that than enjoying food together, having some kind of activity together? Tonight we're going to play and do an activity where we get to know the families better. But this is for everyone, all right? The kids, the teenagers, we have replaced one of the teen devotionals with this activity. But it's for grandparents, singles, anyone's welcome to come and be a part of this on the fourth Sunday night. And by the way, I will be preaching on some family topic every fourth Sunday night. Now, I need to know some topics. If you have a suggestion about anything related to family, let me know and I will try to preach upon that on one of the fourth Sunday nights of this year. And then we'll have a popular ministry from the surveys that we're looking at restarting was the Wednesday night meals. It helps people on Wednesday night. And we're looking at doing that again. And our new facility, we believe, will be advantageous for that. And so we hope to get that going as well in 2015. And then, of course, Ryan has a lot of things planned for the youth ministry. Now, they'll be going to CYC here in Gatlinburg soon, and they have devotionals, KFC devotional for the younger kids once a month, teen devotional once a month. A lot of things going on, youth rallies, mission trips, a lot of things you can be involved in. And parents, we need you, not just to say, hey, do you want to go to this? But to say, hey, you're going to go, to this, and it's going to help you, and you're going to have a good time. And even be involved in hosting and encouraging that work with the youth. We're about out of time, but I have just a couple more things. We looked at our attendance this year, and last year we were over 300 11 times. The first three Sundays of 2015, we've been over 300 twice. So the goal that has been set is that we can break 300 50% of the time. 26 Sundays, we want to break 300. And so in order to do that, you're going to have to be here. Your presence matters. So we want to be counting. And we're going to work on some way of keeping record of that and where we can see where we're at. And we also want to have an incentive. If we reach this goal, we'll do something. And so share with us your incentives of what you think we should do. Now, whatever this is, it could be some activity or celebration we have. It could be something that Ryan or I do. Now, we get to approve this, but Ryan's getting excited already about thinking what he might get to do if we reach 300. So be thinking about that. We want 26 Sundays over 300. As we bring all this to a close, I want to encourage you to think about pulling your own load. You know, Don talked about the contribution and each of us doing our part. We have to pull our load financially. We have to pull our load in work-wise, in prayer. We have to pull our load in volunteering and serving. We want a good education program, as I talked about last week, but it requires teachers and students to make that happen. We want to have a good youth ministry program, but it requires volunteers and efforts to make that happen. We want to have a successful We Are the Sermon ministry where we go out and serve. We want our church to be known for a good vacation Bible school. You know, none of those things happen by accident. And we can write them on paper. We can publish the thing and say, this is what we're going to do. But it really requires labor, prayer, and effort to make them happen. It requires you getting involved in serving. So be willing to pull your load this year. As we think about this year, everyone win one. Everyone win one. Who is your one? And if you are not a child of God this morning, let me encourage you to want to get your life right with God, to want to put Christ on in baptism. It's exciting to see what the Lord can do through a group of people, His people, who are dedicated to serving Him. Will you join the Lord and join us in that service? Will you give your life to Christ and follow Him? If you need to come as together we stand and sing.